What does a pandemic sound like? In Lincoln, Nebraska, it's quieter. Human flow throughout the city has slowed. Unemployment has more than doubled. The coronavirus has permanently silenced 181 Nebraska voices. Lincoln sounds like it has never sounded before.
I've got a right to sing the blues.
Right now we're having a very real, very unique and painful experience.
Laura Deitchler plays music from her front porch every night at 8.
Music can be unifying.
Neighbors like Margaret Buck agree.
I've met more of my neighbors.
Music keeps some neighborhoods together. Elsewhere in Lincoln, people have joined a different chorus. They're angry over the killing of African-American George Floyd by Minneapolis police. Saturday and Sunday, vandalism shattered peaceful protests.
Someone just threw something!
Violent-minded agitators smashed windows, looted and burned businesses. Two nights of curfew followed. Here's Police Chief Jeff Bleimeister.
I had absolutely no expectation that people in Lincoln would take these kind of actions.
People are just like, enough is enough.
That's University of Nebraska-Lincoln professor Jeanette Jones.
You mourn it, but what's the action?
What does the police killing of another unarmed black man mean? As a 22-year-old black woman, I'm asking the question too. Agitators returned Sunday night. Police reacted with tear gas and rubber bullets. Monday night, protesters ignored a curfew to march on the state capitol for a George Floyd memorial. They were met by Nebraska State Patrol Major Mike Jenke. No rubber bullets, no tear gas.
Because I believe in what you are doing peacefully, I am going to kneel for 9 minutes.
This week, these are the sounds of the pandemic.
I've got a right to sing the blues.
In Lincoln, I'm Allie Snow reporting.